around 40 bushels was a pretty good yield for dry land farming, you know. Uh-huh. At that time we didn't have any irrigation. 40 bushels was a good wheat crop. Mm-hmm.
When you had a hay meadow, how many crops could you make on that?
Well, the prairie grass, sometimes we'd cut that twice, make two crops. Mm-hmm. Cut off first, say, in July, and then it'd be towards September, we'd cut a second cut. But we soon learned that it was better just to take one cut a year off the prairie grass, mm-hmm. and leave the other to feed the meadow. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't fertilize, we didn't do anything, only just cut off what come on. Mm-hmm. We soon learned we started the medicine death by taking off that second crop. Mm-hmm. We quit that.
Mm-hmm. When you harvested wheat in the early days, before you had the combine, how did you do it? Did you cut it?
We cut with a binder, tied in bundles, chalk it up, leave it there, let it cure nicely. Then we haul it to the separator on wagons. Mm-hmm. Have a stationary separator, set it out in the field, wherever you want to make your straw stack. Mm-hmm. Haul it, dump it in there and separate it. Mm-hmm. Get your wheat out and blow your straw out in a stack. Mm-hmm. Winter a cat around that straw stack a lot of times. More especially for his old straw. Now wheat straw, they didn't get too much value out of feed value out of wheat straw, but old straw was pretty good feed. Take a bunch of cows, went it around a stack of old stack straw, and they get a pretty good shape.
Hmm.
Yeah. They blow dry some water grain out into that stack, you know, and they hunted that out.
I guess the straw stack went out of fashion about the late 30s, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it did.
I remember him as a kid, and then we moved to California, and I know, of course, out there it was all truck farming. Orchards.
Not much small grain. The ground is too valuable to put in wheat or oats, they put truck.
Oh my, that's valuable ground.
The city is.
Boy. Of course, they have irrigation. Wonder how long that's going to last, though.
Well, I'm wondering that. They tell me before they start irrigating that stuff, we can grow anything. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how long that land is going to last where they're irrigating it. Mm-hmm. They're growing 2 and 3 bales of cotton every year down there.
Work it to death.
Bound to.
Of course, maybe they don't care.
Well, some of them owns the land, and some of them doesn't. Some of them leases it.
Now you mentioned a sheaf of a bundle of wheat and a shock of wheat. Is this the same thing?
No, a bundle, the binder will tie it into bundles, and then we set about 12 bundles into a shock.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with corn?
We ordinarily pull the corn off and threw it in a wagon as we plant.
Leave the stalk?
Leave the stalk. Mm-hmm. We have some of the time when we corn would burn up, wasn't going to make any grain, we'd go in there and cut that corn, shock it up, make pretty good feed. You could carry a bunch of cattle through the winter on it. Mm-hmm. Could feed horses on it. Mm-hmm. Cut them.
You say you harvested your oats the way you harvested your wheat?
Yeah, generally. They used to in the north, further north, they used headers up there, but we never used those headers in the south for wheat. The oats, we'd always use the old binder. Mm-hmm. Cut the thing off down the ground, tie it into a sheaf, mm-hmm. a bundle. Mm-hmm.
Then you have stubble, but not tall.
Not the straw. Uh-huh. That's where we got our straw stack, mm-hmm. and all that straw in.
You mentioned bread at the table. We had cornbread.
Yeah.
And you asked if you
had light bread.